The Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection is under fire from the Environmental Protection Agency for what the federal agency says is a failure to enforce safe drinking water standards. David Hess is former Secretary of DEP under Governor Tom Ridge and now works on government affairs issues for environmental groups and others. He joins me now to talk about this situation. In December, the Environmental Protection Agency sent DEP a letter admonishing the state agency for not having enough resources to ensure that safe drinking water standards are enforced. And the letter said that in EPA's review, it found that there weren't enough staff to properly inspect drinking water treatment plants, and that the number of inspections has fallen over the last 5 years, and the number of drinking water violations that went unaddressed increased over the last 5 years, up to almost 8,000 violations. Now, DEP has 60 days to address these shortcomings, and this was really a warning that DEP's primacy would be taken away. What does that mean, and what would the implications be for Pennsylvania?
Well, primacy means Pennsylvania has the authority to enforce federal safe drinking water requirements as well as state requirements. And along with primacy comes not only funding help to support putting together the program, to pay staff here in Pennsylvania, to pay other expenses, but the biggest thing is about $100 million every year comes from the federal government to give out in the form of grants and loans to water systems around the state to improve their systems, put in new drinking water treatment plants, upgrade monitoring at drinking water treatment plants. So the impact could be absolutely huge if we lose primacy.
Would the federal government step in?
If it came to that, the federal government would enforce its requirements. The state would enforce its own requirements. People who run water companies would be subject to double permitting because Pennsylvania is a state law that requires these systems to be regulated. It would represent a paperwork and regulatory nightmare for the people who are regulated by that program.
And just talk a little bit about the implications of DEP's inability to properly monitor drinking water in the state.
Well, safe drinking water is only one program. The surface mining program, air quality program, clean water programs have all gotten similar letters over the past couple years, and not just one. This isn't even the first one for the safe drinking water program. Pennsylvania has been on notice from the federal government because we're not meeting minimum federal requirements because we just don't have the staff. You know, the General Assembly and the governors over the last decade or so have cut DEP's general fund monies by 40%. They've cut staff by almost 25%. They're down 800 positions from where they were in 2003 when I left. These cuts have an impact. I mean, this isn't hard to figure out for anybody. If you don't have the staff and you have X number of facilities you have to inspect, simple math will tell you, you just can't do everything.
Governor Wolf recently announced his new budget proposal. Are there any changes from last year or previous years that would suggest DEP will be better funded to deal with drinking water monitoring or any of their other duties?
Well, there's not a dime to get new staff. There's not a dime to pay other regulatory programs. Where he does increase some money, it's dependent on floating a bond issue, which the General Assembly is very cool to, and the nationally recognized Growing Greener program that funds mine reclamation and watershed restoration projects is in serious, serious jeopardy because they're taking money out of that fund to ultimately fund the state's cleanup of hazardous waste sites. It is a convoluted budget. You know, this is the same sort of gimmick and mechanism that we've seen over the last 10 years from the General Assembly and governors, and it hasn't solved the problem.
Well, what's the solution in your mind? I know DEP had suggested in some of the reporting over the last week about this that they would be raising fees.
I think there are a couple solutions to this. First, legislators and the governor have got to understand a simple fact. If you cut somebody 25%, it's going to have an impact. It's simple math. And unlike a business, you know, if DEP was a private business, they could stop making a product, they could close a facility. DEP doesn't have the option of not enforcing environmental laws to make sure we have clean water or regulating mining. Once you recognize that fact, you get down to the nitty-gritty. Part of that is adopting fees when the industry is regulated. I think it's retooling the permit process so that you get it to be more efficient. And DEP has been taking steps recently to do that, including electronic permitting. And I think the other thing we need to do is to look at regulations again to make sure we have effective and efficient regulations without overburdening the people that the department is regulating, not sacrificing environmental protection, but eliminating as much paperwork as we possibly can. So this is a joint effort between the people who are regulated, DEP, the General Assembly, and the governor that have got to take these kinds of common sense steps.
And as there is no money for additional staffing in the budget, like where would that money come from?
They seem to spend money on things like giving $60 million to movie makers to make movies in Pennsylvania. Maybe that should go somewhere else. I mean, if you look at the state budget, the priorities, I have to scratch my head at sometimes because they are not core functions of state budgets and state government. Protecting the environment is, especially here in Pennsylvania, where you have a constitutional amendment that says that people have a right to clean air and pure water.
You know, there's been a lot of attention over the last year on water quality since Flint, Michigan, and problems here in Pennsylvania with lead in the water. Should people be worried about the safety of their drinking water in Pennsylvania?
Well, I think they generally should not be worried about it because in particular, larger water systems generally have better resources to deal with some of these things. Obviously, Pittsburgh has been having difficulties with lead and more recently chlorine levels in some areas. But they have at least the resources to deal with some of these issues. Again, with respect to public water systems, I wouldn't be too worried. See, what happens in a case like lead recently, with such limited staff, DEP has had to pull people off of other things they were doing and put that time and effort into dealing with the lead problem across the state. They did special sampling across the state, for example, in a number of water systems to, again, supplement the testing that's already done. Every time they throw those resources to the latest problem, something doesn't get done. It's a case of, you know, the old game whack-a-mole. Whoever sticks their head up, you know, you need to whack it and pay attention to it. So,
well, I mean, the violations have gone up and they, you know, unaddressed violations. So people shouldn't be worried about those.
Well, what happens is you get into triage. The most serious violations you take care of immediately. On the other end of the scale, you may have something that was submitted in a report that wasn't quite right, okay, sort of a paperwork kind of violation. There wasn't any indication in the letter, you know, what kinds of things there were, but knowing how these programs operate, it's obviously the serious violations get the attention first. All violations are not the same.
You know, all signs point to the Environmental Protection Agency undergoing major changes under the Trump administration, including budget cuts and staffing cuts. How could that impact how the agency oversees this drinking water compliance issue in Pennsylvania?
I think it's too early to tell. I've cautioned people that you could certainly get really upset by a bunch of things going on now, but until some concrete actions happened, you don't know really what the impact is going to be. I think one of the worst things that could happen would be for the new administration to unilaterally cut funding to states to support programs. I mean, imagine what that would do in Pennsylvania that's already tremendously behind. It would be devastating. But I just caution people that we need to focus on what's real and, you know, what concrete steps might be taken before we get ourselves all worked up.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Yeah, sure.
David Hess has been working on environmental issues for over 40 years. He's the former head of the DEP under Governor Tom Ridge and works with the Government Affairs Group, Creasy Associates, in Harrisburg.